This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, let's do it. Welcome to the second day of April 2020. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. You might be looking for Wayne Allyn Root. He'll be here at the top of next hour. Every Tuesday and Thursday, I get a shot. That's me, Lee Elsie, a shot to spend an entire hour with all of you from sea to shining sea across the great country on all these great radio stations. Chris doing a fantastic job pushing all the buttons, making it all go. So I was going to go in one of two directions to open up the show tonight. I have a couple of great guests coming on. We're going to talk to our good friend, Dr. Anthony Alessi. He'll give us an update on the medical side of this and give us some new information as far as COVID-19. And I say COVID-19 because I have been saying Wuhan flu or Chinese coronavirus since this whole thing started, yet I'm getting an avalanche of ugly, negative, nasty, hateful, spiteful emails and social media posts about it. Now, that's not really making me back down. In fact, during my own morning show, I must have called it the Wuhan flu about 30 times today. But I understand that there is some political and social sensitivity for the poor Chinese, right? The poor, weak, sad, pathetic People's Republic of China. And somehow I'm supposed to feel bad for these folks. Well, in my hand right now, I have some interesting numbers that I figured I'd share with you today because you may not know about this stuff. Clearly, the United States' response to the threat was not nearly as robust as folks may have wanted it, right? Most European governments weren't prepared either. And that's because the People's Republic of China decided to hide information from the rest of the planet. And they were protected by the World Health Organization. So I want to run down some dates and some things that happened on those dates with y'all here tonight so that you can see and hear with your own two eyes and your own two ears exactly how evil and diabolical China actually is. They do not have our best interests or anybody's best interests at heart except their own. So continue calling it the Wuhan flu. Continue calling it the Chinese coronavirus simply so you can point out that's where it began. And on top of that, the left has gone out of their way to exonerate China in all of this. They want to make sure that China feels none of the brunt or the burden for this. And in fact, they should be held not only morally responsible, but financially responsible. In fact, I would like to call for an entire boycott of all Chinese products. And on top of that, I know China owns about $2 trillion worth of our debt. I say we don't pay them back for that. I say we just default on whatever China owns as far as our debt. Let them go pound sand. What are they going to do about it anyway? They unleashed this plague on the world. They should be held responsible for this. So let's look. Late 2019, no exact date. We're not 100% sure. But the coronavirus jumps from some animal species to a human being. They're making that assumption that it happened at the Chinese wet market in Wuhan. Now, we've gone over that before. That is where it happened. China has no problem eating anything and everything, from bats to rats to dogs. There's other creatures that potentially could have passed this virus along. But I think without any question, it passed from animal to human late in 2019. December 6th. According to a study, the symptom onset date of the first patient identified was December 1st, 5 days after the illness onset. A 53-year-old woman who had known histories of exposures to these markets presented with pneumonia and was hospitalized. That's the first case. December 21st, Wuhan doctors began to notice a cluster of pneumonia cases with all unknown causes. So December 6th, the very first case. December 21st, now you've got a cluster of pneumonia cases in that area. December 25th, Christmas Day. Chinese medical staff in two hospitals in Wuhan are suspected of contracting viral pneumonia and are quarantined. This is an additional strong evidence of human-to-human transmission. So again, 21 days after the first case, you've got a couple more. December 30th, Dr. Li Winglang sent a message to a group of other doctors warning them of a possible outbreak of an illness that resembled SARS, urging them to take protective measures against the infection. 3 weeks after doctors first noticed cases in China, they contact the World Health Organization. So warnings by their own doctors. 3 weeks after this crazy, never-before-seen illness hits a bunch of human beings, China finally contacts the World Health Organization. January 1st, the Wuhan Public Security Bureau issued the summons to that doctor, Wieland, accusing him of spreading rumors. The People's Republic actually put pressure on this doctor and seven others to sign a document begging for their forgiveness and acknowledging his own misdemeanor. So China, in a protective mode, told these doctors to stop spreading these quote-unquote rumors. They weren't rumors, they were facts. And they charged them with misdemeanors. Now, two of those doctors died. Now, according to the global travel data, this is January 1st, 21 countries have direct flights to Wuhan. 21 countries. Essentially spreading this dirty, disgusting virus to the entire globe. Now, on January 2nd, Wuhan Institute of Virology completely mapped the genome virus. The Chinese government would not announce the breakthrough for another week. So they figured out what it was on January 2nd and wouldn't tell anyone for an entire week. On January 3rd, the Chinese government continued efforts to suppress all information on the virus. China's National Health Commissions, the nation's top health authority, ordered institutions not to publish any information related to the unknown disease and ordered labs to transfer any samples they had to designated testing institutions or to flat out destroy them. Roughly 1 month after the first case in Wuhan, the United States government is finally notified. But China, again, hiding the information, destroying the information. Also on this day, the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission released another statement repeating, as of now, investigations have shown no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission and no medical staff infections. Both flat-out lies. Both lies. China hid it, and China didn't say anything to anyone about how bad this could be. January 5th, the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission put a statement out updating the numbers of cases, but repeatedly, again, repeatedly said no human-to-human transmission. And they knew it was going human-to-human. Yet everyone wants to let these guys off the hook. January 6th, New York Times publishes its first report about the virus, declaring that 59 people in Wuhan have been sickened by a pneumonia-like illness. Yet China is continuing to deny all reports. January 10th, after unknowingly treating a patient with the Wuhan coronavirus, the original doctor, Winglang, started coughing, developed a fever. I told you, he died. He died. On January 13th, authorities in Thailand detected the virus in a 61-year-old Chinese woman who was visiting from Wuhan, the first case, confirmed case, outside of China. January 14th, Wuhan city officials release another statement declaring among the close contacts, no related cases were found. Wuhan doctors have known that this was false since early December, yet they continue to spread that narrative. The World Health Organization echoes Chinese assessments, saying investigations say no human-to-human contact. That's January 14th. They're flat out lying to you. On January 14th, they could have said something. Something could have been done. January 15th, Japan reports its first case of coronavirus. January 20th, the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission declares for the last time in its daily bulletin, no related cases were found among close contacts. Still, on January 20th, China's saying no human-to-human contact. This is murder, basically, is what they've done. They knew it for over a month, and they said nothing. And how about this? How about this? On January 20th, the Wuhan Evening News, the largest newspaper in the city, they actually printed a story talking about the virus. The first time the coronavirus was mentioned since January 5th. 2 weeks go by. Multiple people get this. People have died, and they finally put it in the paper. Shame on them. Shame on them. January 21st, the CDC announces the first U.S. case of the coronavirus. That's on the 21st. By this point, millions of people have left Wuhan carrying the virus all around the world. And there you go. So China knew about it. China did nothing. Chinese authorities sat on their hands purposely, I think, letting this thing get out. Shame on them. They should be held responsible, not only financially to clean this mess up, but morally. Shame on China. And shame on the people who are protecting them. All right. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be here at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and...
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
This is a message from everyone at MediShare. There's a Bible verse that tells us to be anxious for nothing. Instead, it says we're supposed to present our request to God with thanksgiving. And there is something about being thankful, especially in the midst of anxiety. And with that in mind, the staff and members of MediShare have something to say to all of our health professionals right now. Doctors, nurses, all hospital staff. Thank you. Thanks for what you do and what you may be called on to do in the days ahead. Thank you, first responders. Thank you to shopkeepers and grocers and the men and women working late nights to restock the shelves. Thank you, cashiers in the checkout aisle. Thank you, delivery drivers and factory workers and caretakers for our elderly, for all you're doing to protect them and give them comfort. So many people to thank. More than we can mention, important people who have their own lives, their own families to be concerned about, and what they're doing is a blessing to us. So from the hundreds of staff and more than 400,000 members of MediShare, thank you.
Raw and unfiltered.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this is your, I want you all to live a long time because we got to live long to keep electing Trump and re-electing Trump and electing Republicans after him. And I want all of my fans to live a long life so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. So are you in front of a mirror? In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles in the past 40 years. In Canada, and now they've come to America right here on my show. They've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the ear lobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. If you have a crease in one or both ears, guess what? You're looking down the barrel of a heart attack or a stroke. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Natural guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly? Can't believe it. I looked in the mirror and I had the two creases. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Take the cinnamon flavored. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com.
All right, we are back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. And in these desperate, trying times where everybody is talking about coronavirus, our go-to guy is neurologist Dr. Anthony Alessi. Again, he works with the UConn Health Center here in Connecticut, and he's a complete straight shooter. Doc, thanks as always for joining us, and let me jump right into it. The total number of folks who potentially not only can get the virus, but now Fauci has upped that number to people who could die from the virus to maybe 240,000.
Correct.
Do you think that's a conservative number, Doc, not to scare the public? Or do you think that's worst case scenario? I kind of get the feeling now that it's conservative because they don't want us to panic.
I agree with you. Let's explain that the new data. So when you looked at his two curves, and I spent some time looking at the modeling. When you look at those two curves, they're based on worst case scenario, best case scenario. Worst case scenario, 2.2 million. Best case scenario, 100,000 people dead. 100,000 Americans dead. Unbelievable. But that's best case scenario because it is based on everybody doing the right thing, right? Everybody staying home and social distancing. We're not seeing that, Lee. We're not seeing that. I will say that in our local communities, I think we're seeing it better here than other places, but people are still congregating. We're hearing about ministers who insist on having, 1,000 people at their service, okay? Fortunately, that jerk's under arrest. So it's based on doing everything right.
Which we're not going to do.
So if you look at the modeling, it's probably anywhere between 100,000 and 240,000, okay, in that better case scenario, okay? So I think the number, based on what I've looked at in the data and the modeling, it's going to be somewhere in between that. The thing that was striking to me, Lee, is that this is going to tail out in July, but the significant drops are really not happening till the end of May, okay, where we get below that curve low enough so that our healthcare system can handle everything. And the reason being because we're going to have so many healthcare workers who become sick. So the stress on the healthcare system may not resolve till the end of May. So this April 30th number may be a conservative number.
Right.
And I have some expectation that we're going to be having this discussion on May 31st before things start opening up and the, quote, economy starts getting back to normal. So I think they're trying to give us best case scenario, yes.
Okay.
In that regard. And I think people need to know the truth because you need to plan. I need to plan, okay, what's going to happen. How is this all going to work? So don't sugarcoat it. Don't be a cheerleader, okay? We don't need a cheerleader right now. We need honesty. We need somebody looking at it. And Dr. Fauci, as we've said for a month now or more, Dr. Fauci is the guy you listen to who gets up there. The rest, turn it off, okay? The MyPillow guy, I think, is a classic. But anyhow, we can go from there.
If I set the number at 20 million contracting the virus, would you say that's low or high?
Well, that's a hard one to say. I think that could be an accurate number. I think that the only hard number we have is the number of deaths. So this modeling is not based on the number of people who have. We don't know how many people have.
Right.
So the modeling is not based on the number of people who are going to contract this. It's based on the number of deaths because we know death is permanent.
Doc is going to stick around for one more break. We'll take a very quick timeout. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
9 out of every 10 Americans will be under orders to stay home over coronavirus concerns by Friday. That's about 305 million people in all 50 states and the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico as well. The count includes those living in cities that have issued similar orders within states that have not. Alabama, South Carolina, Missouri, Oklahoma, Wyoming, and Utah all have cities or counties that have issued stay-at-home orders, but the state has not done so. Meanwhile, Iowa, Arkansas, Nebraska, North and South Dakota have not mandated that residents stay in their homes during the pandemic, nor have any cities within them. The Labor Department reports more than 6.6 million workers filed for first-time jobless benefits last week. And President Trump is holding his daily coronavirus task force briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
It's the communists against the capitalists. I love it.
And speaking of the capitalists, that's Liberty HealthShare, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty is not health insurance. It's better. Liberty's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? And then when I got kidney stones, they paid the whole $27,000 hospital bill. Amazing. Three doctor visits last year, all free. They consider wellness visits. Three doctor visits the year before, all free. Consider wellness visits. My son needed emergency dental surgery, $2,500 bill. They paid $2,000. This list is unreal. They are that good. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. If you don't call, you are a fool. 855-585-4237 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and I'm telling you, you will be treated like a VIP. They'll put the red carpet out. libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
Neurologist Dr. Anthony Alessi is joining us here on the USA Radio Network. Wayne Alan Root will be here at the top of the hour. Doc works on a number of different platforms, including working for the New York Yankees. He's worked for the Detroit Tigers. He works for the UConn Health Center. He is a board certified terrific neurologist, and we're lucky to get him on the program tonight. We're talking, of course, about corona, the coronavirus, COVID-19. All right, from everything that you've seen, read, watching Fauci, watching all these folks who do their thing, and the ease that this is passed from one person to another. And then we got a report yesterday, although Fauci made some fun of it, saying that it would have to be like a bionic sneeze. The MIT guys say the thing could travel 27 feet, could stay in the open air for hours. So if that's the case, I mean, it almost seems like it's inevitable that almost everybody will get it. In fact, I think the first reports, Doc, were they predicted 150 million people would get this thing.
I think there are a lot of people who have had it and are asymptomatic. That's what troubles me in this whole thing. If you want to know my big question mark, the 27-foot thing is ridiculous because that's saying that the virus becomes aerosolized, meaning it attaches to particles in the air and stays in the air longer. We know that if that's the case, it's a relatively small percentage, okay, if it does do that. And we think it's mostly droplets, in which case they drop after 3 feet, okay?
Okay.
The MIT guy, I think Fauci was right. It would take a heck of a sneeze, okay?
Yeah.
That would take an effort that shows that the guy doesn't have coronavirus. If you can make that big an effort, a sneeze or a cough, you probably don't have coronavirus, okay?
All right.
From a respiratory standpoint. But getting back to your number, the number I'm really concerned about is how many people have had it and don't know they've had it.
Right.
In which case, they are now immune, right?
All right, so we're sure about that now? I mean, there were conflicting reports as to whether or not you can get it again.
No, the thing is this, Lee. My next point was we need to figure out how to test for the antibody.
Right.
So, for example, I'm going to make it personal here. I'm thinking that, gee, you know, I was seeing so many patients, okay, 2 weeks ago, before we shut down our lab, okay?
Yep.
I saw so many patients. What are the chances one of them didn't have it and give it to me?
Right.
Okay? And now I have not had any symptoms. I've not had fever. I've not had cough. I've not had anything.
Right.
Okay? But possibly, it's possible that I got it. I have the antibody. In which case, I'm kind of like Superman, okay?
Right.
In the sense that I don't need a damn mask, okay?
Right.
I can go take care of these people, but I'm sitting here quarantined. And the same is true for people who could go to work, people who are in the restaurant business. There may be a percentage of people who could, but we don't know that.
Okay, so wait, having the antibody is different than getting it a couple of times?
Sure.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Antibody,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. So if you have the antibody,
yeah,
right, you had exposure, what we do know is that this virus does not mutate quickly. So you know how the virus changes every year? It's able, the flu changes every year,
yep,
pretty quickly.
Yep.
It knows how to mutate into another strain. What we know so far from this virus is it is a slow mutation. So it'll probably be the same strain that hits us next year. It will hit us. It's going to be back in the fall. Okay. So we have to be ready for that. So there are teams of people working on the next coronavirus flow here, okay? So the question is, if you have the antibody in a sufficient amount, and they can test that, okay, when we get the test, okay, then you're immune. You don't need the vaccine. It's like having a vaccine, in which case you could go back to work. You could go back and be a healthcare worker and not be afraid of getting this strain of the virus. That's my personal question is, you know, am I sitting here and I could be out there working right now?
All right, so then the tests for the corona also tells you whether you are immune to it then?
No, it does not.
Oh, okay.
That's the problem. We don't have that test yet.
We don't have the immunity test at all. No, but is it out there or just doesn't exist?
No, there are some labs doing it. We don't have it in large quantity enough to go out. And here's why it's important. Those same people, so say me, Dr. Alessi, does have the antibody.
Yeah.
I could donate that antibody to someone who's on a respirator
right now.
Right?
Yeah.
And use convalescent serum. So the serum, the blood of somebody who is recovered, can be used for someone else to fight the virus. So we're losing one of our best weapons we don't have yet. Now, they're working on it. It's not like it's anybody's fault, but that would be a tremendous weapon, not only in fighting the disease, but getting the workforce back.
All right, so one more time. I just want to make sure everybody's clear on this. So you can have the antibodies, which means that you essentially are immune to this thing. So somebody could sneeze on you who has it, and nothing is going to happen. That is different than, let's say, I had it, got sick, recovered. I'm not immune. I could still get it again.
No. You can't get it again.
You can't get it again.
If you truly have the antibody against this virus,
right,
in a sufficient amount, okay, in a sufficient amount, you shouldn't be getting it again.
Okay. All right.
Now, could you get another virus? Could you get the flu? Could get a lot of things.
Okay. All right.
But in immunology, if you become immune, that's like if someone gets a vaccine, right? I got a vaccine against polio. I ain't getting polio.
Right.
Even if I'm around somebody who has polio, I'm not getting polio.
The 7,251 United States citizens who have totally recovered, they cannot get this thing again. They could go back to work if they wanted to.
Correct. If they have had the antibody, you got to test them, Lee. That's the problem. We got to make sure of this. Okay?
Right.
But those people, so here's what they're doing now. They're taking those 7,251 people.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're taking a smaller percent.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
And they say, okay, if you've had the coronavirus and you are 3 weeks without symptoms, we can test your blood for antibody.
Yeah.
If you have the antibody, we would like you to donate your blood so we could, purify it to the point of getting out antibody, getting about immune globulin, and other things that your body used to fight this virus,
right,
we can now use for other people. That study is ongoing. We're doing it now, okay? But obviously, we're doing it in smaller quantity. So those same people, so not only could they not get it, but they could give something to someone else so they don't get it,
okay,
or they recover from it. The other way is to develop a vaccine,
sure,
so that you could give the vaccine to everybody. Right? It's an easier way of doing it.
Yep.
Right? Give everybody the vaccine so they become soldiers and able to fight this thing.
Gotcha.
But we're not there yet. We have to buy time. That's why we have to isolate. Okay. The message is people have to do the right thing. Be courageous. Stay in your house. Only go out if you need to.
Two more real quick ones. The cure, hydroxychloroquine Z-Pak. Is that a cure with zinc? Is that something that people need to look into?
We don't know. People are doing it, but there's a lot of bad information on the internet about that, where people are saying it works 100% of the time. I know for a fact. I spoke to an infectious disease colleague of mine and said, he said, Tony, we're throwing everything at this. I've been throwing azithromycin, chloroquine, and I just have to take somebody off a respirator who died despite using it. So the only way we know is to do a controlled study, as Dr. Fauci has been saying. Doesn't mean don't use it, but because we got people on respirators, we're throwing everything at it, and including the kitchen sink.
Right.
But for people to go out there and buy it and think that they are going to become immune or they are going to use that to cure themselves, that's just a mistake right now.
Okay. One last one, Doc. What about symptoms. So people get symptoms and they're scared to death, right? So today they wake up, they got a headache, they got a little bit of a sore throat, it's scratchy, no fever yet. Tomorrow there's a little fever, but maybe it goes away the next day. When does the person out there listening need to become concerned? And then when does it go from a flu to you're on a ventilator? How fast does that happen?
You know, it could happen very fast, first of all, but let's go back to the basic symptoms. Fever, cough, shortness of breath. Those are the three main symptoms. And some people, along with those, are experiencing loss of smell and taste, which is not uncommon in an upper respiratory problem. We've all had that happen to us if we've had the cough or the flu. So fever, cough, shortness of breath, persistent, okay? You need to go get checked. How quickly can it go bad? Very bad. Very quickly, especially in people who have other conditions, heart conditions, diabetes. We're thinking now people, obesity, people who are not in good shape, and anybody who has had a chronic respiratory problem like COPD, emphysema, things such as that. It can be very quick. And we're not even sure how that happens. We're wondering if they're showering emboli to their lungs or all their organs are starting to fail. Once their organs start to fail, once you've been on a respirator for an extended period of time, there's almost no chance of recovery.
Doc, I got to go. Thank you very much, as always. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health shares programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health shares a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Very special guest joining me. I've talked to him before in the past, and he's got a book out. Actually, it's a book that came out in 2017, and we could talk about that in just a bit. But Dan Perkins is joining us. He's a retired veteran and nationally recognized expert on foreign policy. What's happening, my friend? Thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it. All right, so the House passes a $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill. I swear I'm the only one who's yelling and screaming about this. I feel like I'm the only one. And nobody seems to care about what it's going to do long term, not only to the economy, but you know, for a bag of groceries 5 years from now when bread may cost $11. Nobody seems to care about any of that stuff. Do you?
Yes and no. I think we have to do everything we possibly can to try and save as much of this economy as we can. And that means spending $2 trillion or $4 trillion. I'm encouraged that the corporate piece, the big corporate piece, over $500 billion, are characterized as loans with equity participations in the companies. We saw that when we had the 2008-2009 financial crisis, that those loans were all paid off with interest, and the government got back every penny that it loaned out to those major corporations. I think that that will help soften the blow a little bit. But I think that, you know, to try and do this, there's an emotional part and there's a logical part. And right now, I think, at least in the minds of a lot of Americans, they may understand the logical part, but they're more concerned about what are we doing from an emotional standpoint to try and stop this or minimize it. And that's prevailing right now as we get through this two-week cycle where we may peak. And we're already seeing signs in New York where the number of times it's taken to double the patients has gone from 2 days to 6 days. Right. So there are things that are beginning to happen. And I think the self-containment is a big part of it, and the distancing. But I agree with you that we ultimately have to face the thing we have to be very vigilant about. The Congress has to be very vigilant about, and that's the Democrats. They wanted to, for example, in the last stimulus bill, they wanted to put in $1 billion of new funding for Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. What does that have to do with trying to save people's lives? And there's all kinds of other pork that was in there that were unrelated. And unfortunately for the country and the budget, Republicans got a piece of that, got a hold of that, and cut a lot of that ornament on the Christmas tree off. But we already know that Nancy wants to come back on the next bill and put a lot more ornaments on the tree. So it's going to be difficult, again, for the Republicans to stand up to the Democrats. I am amazed that the people aren't outraged that the Democrats are playing pork when life and death is involved.
It's actually shameful. Just the idea that when people are... Literally. I mean, they're dying in hallways on gurneys because we don't have medical supplies for them. And the idea of this bill was to sort of refortify the American confidence in people who don't have any money in their pocket because they don't have a job, their rent is due, or they don't have any food. While all this is going on, these SOBs in Washington, they want to try to gain as much out of this as they possibly can politically. It's shameful that they're doing this.
I agree. And I think that will come back to haunt them more than they ever anticipate. I think who is ever advising the leadership of the Democratic Party should be fired. And if there isn't anybody advising them, these people are off doing this all on their own. It's we need to throw these people out because they have no concern, no care for the country. All they're thinking about is their political agenda. And that's extremely relevant. I saw last night Brett Hume being interviewed and asked the question about the type of questions that the reporters are giving the president. And he says it's like they went to journalism school to learn how to ask political questions.
Right.
They're not asking any real questions about the virus and what we're doing. And especially the major networks, Acosta was on yesterday. He said that they need to go back to journalism school and how to report stories because they're not doing it. They're still dealing with their old political agenda, which is not what we need in the country today.
So we're talking with Dan Perkins today. We appreciate his time. He's got a book out. It sort of has a direct connection with what's going on right now, right?
I wrote a trilogy called The Brotherhood of the Red Nile. It's a story about radical Islamic terrorism against the United States. And it was a trilogy, and in 2016, the third book was published. In late 2016, I started getting emails from readers and saying, okay, so when's the next book coming? And I would send a note back saying, you understand that a trilogy is three books. And they would respond to, when's the next book coming? So I said, okay, there's obviously they want a continuation of the story. So I wrote this story, which was published in 2017, called Terrorist Gold. It's a continuation of the terrorist story. But the twist this time is the terrorists have acquired the MERS virus, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. And it's much more deadly than COVID-19. And they're planning to bring it to the United States and kill millions of Americans. So the mood of the book is to understand what's going on after a major disaster took place and how vulnerable we are as a nation and how we are confined to our houses and we can't travel and all the things that are going on today. And yet we're now looking at the government trying to stop a MERS attack that would clearly kill tens of millions of Americans. It's a terrifying thing, and people are beginning to read the book again. It's available at Amazon.com or through your local bookstore. And it's called Terrorist Gold, and Dan Perkins.
We got to run. Wayne Allen Root is up next, right here on the USA Radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.